second half of our baseball doubleheader. Once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And welcome back to the Smith Complex here this evening on 1230 KHAS as we get set for game number two between the Broncos and the Lancers out of Mount Marty. Again, Hastings winning the first ball game here this afternoon slash this evening by the score of 7-0 over Mount Marty. John LeMaster throwing a three-hitter in the ball game for Hastings College. He picks up the win. He's now 1-2 on the season. So Hastings winning the first ball game by the score of 7-0. We get set for game number two coming up here tonight. Hastings will go with a starting lineup that has Decker Brown in the leadoff spot here. He'll be out in left field. Hastings will be the visiting team, by the way, here in game number two. Daniel Nealon will be at third base in his second ball game. He'll bat second. A.J. Clark will be on the pitcher's mound. He'll bat third. Jeff Hobbs will be the catcher. He'll bat fourth. John Rivera batting fifth. He'll be at first base. Mack Land will be out in right field. He'll bat seventh, actually sixth for Hastings. Gabe Salas will be in the ball game here in the second contest. He'll bat in the number seven position. He'll play at second base. Sonny Huey will be the shortstop. He'll bat eighth. And Zach Nelson out in center field for Hastings. He will bat ninth. And on the pitcher's mound will be A.J. Clark for Hastings. So Decker Brown, Daniel Nealon, A.J. Clark, Jeff Hobbs, John Rivera, and Mack Land, Gabe Salas, Sonny Huey, and Zach Nelson. The Broncos now have a record of 20 wins and 16 losses on the season. Hastings now 11-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Mount Marty, after losing the opener, they're now 14-20 on the season. They're 7-8 in the conference. They've got Josh Enquist on the mound here for the Lancers in game number two. Enquist has a record of 1 win and 2 losses. His earned run average at 5.95. He has thrown 19 and a third innings, giving up 22 hits and 17 runs. 13 of those have been earned, 11 base on balls, and 11 strikeouts. He's a right-handed thrower, and his first pitch to the plate is going to be in there for a strike. So Decker Brown leading things off for Hastings here in game number two. Broncos looking for a sweep of Mount Marty. Here's a hard-throwing fastball. It's going to be popped up and out of play. So Decker Brown falls behind on the count of no balls and two strikes. Josh Enquist is a 5'11", 175-pound junior from Richmond, Minnesota. He will start things for the Lancers of Mount Marty here in game number two. We'll get you their lineup here in the second. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be some off-speed stuff that stays out wide for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes now on Decker Brown. Josh Enquist is your pitcher, and Brock Thomas behind the plate for Mount Marty here in game number two. Enquist shakes off one side, and here comes the next pitch. It's hit right to the shortstop, a line drive to Jason Schmidt, who grabs the ball there for the first out. So Decker Brown lines out to the shortstop to lead things off here in game number two. Daniel Nealon comes to the plate next. So Enquist on the mound with Brock Thomas behind the plate. Jared Miller is at first base. Jason Livermont will be at second. Jason Schmidt, who just made the play on the ball at shortstop, and Ross Heine will be at third base. Out in the outfield for Mount Marty here in game number two will be Justin Kemp out in left field. Nathan Roach will be out in center, and Dylan Lambley moves over to right field for the Lancers of Mount Marty here in this second half of the doubleheader. So one man out for Hastings here in the top of the first. The Broncos winning the first ball game by a score of 7-0. A three-hitter thrown by John LeMaster in that ball game. Hastings getting three base hits from Daniel Nealon, Jeff Hobbs, and Decker Brown in that first ball game. There's a high fly ball to right center field, and coming over and making the catch, the center fielder out there, Nathan Roach. Roach did not play in game number one, but he comes over and makes the catch there on Daniel Nealon's high fly ball to center field. Two up, two down for the Broncos here in game number two, and that's going to bring up A.J. Clark next. Hastings in that first ball game hammered out 12 base hits against the Mount Marty pitching staff. A.J. Clark comes to the plate here for the first time in game number two. He'll be the pitcher for the Broncos. There's a slow roller out here in the grassy portion of the infield, charging in as the third baseman. Heine, and he can't come up with the ball. A.J. Clark is aboard down there at first base. A.J. just got a little piece of that one. He sent it out there in the grassy portion of the infield. The third baseman, Heine, comes charging in. Could not make the play at first base, but a tough error chalked up there on the third baseman, Ross Heine. So now Jeff Hobbs will come to the plate next. Connor Thomas is going to run now for A.J. Clark over there at first base. So Jeff Hobbs will come to the plate next for Hastings. Broncos batting here in the top half of the first inning, game number two. We're at the Smith Complex here this evening with Bronco Baseball, Prairie Ridge Park. As Jeff Hobbs will come to the plate, there's a throw over the first base, and Connor Thomas is back in there. Hobbs in game number one, he came up with three base hits. He had a two-run single in the first inning of play, had a single in the third, and had a single in the fifth. Flew out to right field in inning number six. So Hobbs was 3-for-4 in game number one. Hastings looking for win number 21 on the season here in game number two. As Jeff Hobbs has got the club in hand, waiting on the pitch here from Enquist. Enquist working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be a high fly ball out to center field, and Roach backs up and makes the catch. So Nathan Roach makes a couple plays on the ball out there in center field. Hastings gets a base runner, but nothing across the plate here in the first inning of play, and the Broncos are out of things. No runs on no hits, one error on Mount Marty, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. The Broncos nothing, and the Lancers coming to bat.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
The job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview, yeah. And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Nebraska National Guard, aired by the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends. Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Smith Complex, Bronco Baseball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. A.J. Clark is going to be the pitcher for Hastings here in game number two. Clark has got a record of 5 wins and 2 losses on the season. He's got 1 save. In fact, he leads the Bronco pitching staff for wins here this year. He has started 6 games, and he has completed 4, so he's making his 7th appearance on the mound here for the Broncos here this season. Or check that, the 10th appearance. He's making his 10th appearance. He's thrown 4 complete games, and he has started 6 contests for the Broncos here this year. His record is sitting at 5-2 with 1 save. He's thrown 46 innings and giving up 40 hits, 14 runs, 12 of those earned, only 4 base on balls this year, and 41 strikeouts for A.J. Clark. So 41 strikeouts in 46 innings of work, and his ERA is sitting at 2.35. Clark has done the job. The only guy that's thrown more innings than A.J. Clark this year for the Broncos has been Kirby Wells. We're going to see him coming up on Friday here at the Smith Complex against Nebraska Wesleyan. So no score between Hastings and Mount Marty here in game number two. Hastings won the first ball game by the score of 7-0 over Mount Marty. This is Nathan Roach to the plate for Mount Marty to lead off the bottom half of the first inning. And he's got a count down of 1-1. Roach did not play in game number one. He's got a batting average of .273 on the season. Roach has got 6 base hits and 22 trips to the plate. So Nathan Roach, who's playing out in center field, will try to bunt his way on and foul his pitch away. 1-2. 1-2 the count on Roach. So far this year, he's got 1 RBI to his credit. He's got 6 strikeouts, and he has walked 2 times. He actually leads the team in stolen bases. He's 9 out of 10 swiping bases, so they like to get him on the base pads. He's in the leadoff position here in the batting order. There is a ground ball to Huey at shortstop. He goes to first base, and the throw is low, and it's not handled over there by John Rivera.
Now batting number 10, Jason Liberty.
So Roach gets aboard here as Sonny Huey makes a low throw from shortstop over to John Rivera. That's going to be an error chalked up on Sonny Huey. So Hastings had only 1 error in the first ball game, and they get an error on the very first batter here in game number two. So Nathan Roach, who is now 9 of 10 swiping bases, is on the base pads here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. He'll take his lead over there. John Rivera will hold him on defensively. So a little bit of a gap between Rivera at first and Gabe Salas at second base. Here comes the pitch by A.J. Clark. A bunt laid down in the grassy portion of the infield. Hobbs grabs it, goes down to first base. That's in time. So Livermont, Jason Livermont, has a sacrifice. He lays down a bunt, beautifully placed out in front of the plate here. The grass is a little long here at the Smith Complex, and that ball just dies out there. But Jeff Hobbs comes out to grab it and retires Livermont down there at first base. But moving along to second in the play is Nathan Roach. So now Mount Marty has got a man on in scoring position at second base. That is Roach. Now Jason Schmidt, the shortstop, comes to the plate next for Mount Marty. Schmidt wears number 9 on those white uniforms for the Lancers of Mount Marty. He's got a batting average of .373 to start the day. And here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be a foul tap. Back off of the catcher's mask of Jeff Hobbs. Jason Schmidt in the first ball game, he walked, reached on a fielder's choice, and into a double play, and he flew out to left field. So Schmidt with that batting average of .373 to start the day. Stumps in there from the left side. Remember, the field not as big as Duncan, so this guy definitely can reach it. 330 down the lines here. This guy's got 9 home runs so far this year. Did not have a very good game to start the day, so he's about due here as he's got a man on at second base. That's Nathan Roach, who reached on an error. There's one man out here in the bottom half of the first inning. No score between the Lancers and the Broncos here in game number 2. So A.J. Clark, the right-hander for Hastings, working from the stretch. Roach is at second base. There's a throw over there, and diving back in there is going to be Roach. Just got there. Covering the bag that time was Sonny Huey, the shortstop. Again, 330 down the lines here at the Smith Complex. 374 to the power alleys and 380 to straightaway center field. That compares to 408 in the friendly confines of Duncan. And here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled away back to the screen. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes here on Jason Schmidt. He'll be followed up by Jared Miller, the first baseman. Jeff Hobbs behind the plate for Hastings with A.J. Clark on the mound. John Rivera is at first base. Gabe Salas gets the start at second base. Sonny Huey is at shortstop. Daniel Nealon is at third. And on the outfield, you've got Decker Brown, Zach Nelson, and Mack Land from left to right. No balls and two strikes here on Jason Schmidt. Mount Marty batting here in the bottom half of the first inning, and now Schmidt will back out of there in the left-hand batter's box. Cleans off his cleats, and now he's back in there as A.J. Clark waits to deliver this 0-2 pitch. Runner is on at second base. Inching away there is Nathan Roach. Here comes Clark to the plate. A fastball that misses outside. And now the count is at 1-2. Mount Marty now 14-20 on the season. They dropped to 7-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference after dropping the opener this afternoon 7-0 to the Broncos on a John LeMaster 3-hitter. 1-2 here. Here comes the next pitch by A.J. Clark that's going to be outside for a ball. And it is now 2-2. Remember, A.J. Clark has not walked a lot of guys, only 4 guys so far this year. 4 guys in 46 innings of work. The count is even right now with 2-2 on Jason Schmidt. Again, Roach dancing his way from the bag at second. There's a fastball that's in there for a called 3rd strike in the inside corner. So Jason Schmidt is caught looking here. The first strike out of the ball game for A.J. Clark. And now there's 2 men out here in the bottom half of the first inning. And now Jared Miller, the first baseman, comes up there next. Miller started the day with a batting average of .340. He had a couple of base hits and 3 trips to the plate in game number 1. Struck out in the first and came up with base hits in the 3rd and the 6th inning. So he had 2 out of the 3 hits that Mount Marty got in that first ball game. He steps in there as well from the left-hand side, working against the right-handed throwing A.J. Clark. There's a fastball there that misses outside. 1-0 there on Jared Miller. Nathan Roach is still down there at second base for Mount Marty here in the bottom half of the first inning. The lights come on here at the Smith Complex. Here comes the next pitch, some off-speed stuff that stays out wide. And now the count is at 2-0 here on Jared Miller. Matthias Godsell would be next for the Lancers if Miller can get aboard. Clark looking for his sign again from Jeff Hobbs, who's doing the catching chores again. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to miss inside. And it is now three balls and no strikes. So A.J. Clark is behind on the count at 3-0. Jared Miller waiting here at the plate with a man on at second base. Clark works from the stretch. He's at the belt. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a strike, a fastball. It's right down the pipe there, three balls and one strike. 3-1 the count here now to Jared Miller. With Nathan Roach aboard there at second base, he reached on an error to start off the bottom of the first. Here comes the next pitch by Clark. It swung out and missed. So just like that, two quick strikes on Jared Miller. Now the count is full at three balls and two strikes. So Clark fell behind 3-0, and he's got to Miller to go around twice here. Three balls and two strikes. And here comes the 3-2 pitch with two men out here in the first inning. It's on its way, and the ball is hit right to John Rivera at first. He grabs the ball, flips it to A.J., covering the bag, and Hastings gets out of the inning. Jared Miller grounds out to the first baseman, John Rivera, who flips the ball to A.J. Clark, covering the bag over there at first. And Mount Barty scores nothing here in the first inning. No runs on no hits. An error on Hastings. One man left on base. One inning in the books here at the Smith Complex. Game number two. The score, Hastings nothing, Mount Barty nothing.
The kids are in bed. Mom and Dad have the TV to themselves. They go to their Charter DVR to find their shows recorded and ready to watch. Instead, they find cartoon sing-alongs. The kids have taken over the DVR. Mom remembers they also have Charter on Demand. She finds a romantic comedy. Mom presses play. Charter saves the day. Let it all in with Charter DVR and On Demand. Call 1-888-GET-CHARTER or visit charter.com for special offers. Services not available in all areas. Call for details.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS at the Smith Complex. Hastings nothing, Mount Marty nothing. Game number two. John Rivera comes to the plate to begin inning number two. Josh Enquist again, the pitcher for Mount Marty. John Rivera, then Mack Land and Gabe Salas. Hey, those guys get aboard. We'll see Sonny Huey in the ballgame here in this second inning of play as Enquist will go to work. There's a strike there, another fastball. John Rivera in the first ball game, he had a base hit in four trips to the plate. He struck out a couple of times and also flew out the right field. Rivera 1-for-4 in game number one. He pops this one up. It's going to stay in the infield. Coming over is going to be the catcher, and he's going to make the catch. That's Brock Thomas. Thomas on the first base side in foul territory. Makes the catch there.
Now batting number seven.
John Rivera fouls out to the catcher. Now Mack Land comes up there next. Land is the right fielder here in game number two. Mack in the first ball game, he flew out to right field. He flew back to the pitcher. Was hit by a pitch, and he reached on an error. He was 0-for-3, scored a run. For Hastings College in game number one, the Broncos won by a score of 7-0. He comes up to the plate now. The hard-throwing Enquist throws a fastball inside. One ball and no strikes. So Enquist, a hard thrower here for the Lancers, a junior from Richmond, Minnesota. Next pitch is going to go ricocheting off the home plate umpire here. One ball and one strike here to Mack Land. The home plate umpire rolls around and take a stroll around the home plate here after being hit by the foul ball from Mack Land. The catcher, Brock Thomas, goes out to have a couple of words with Josh Enquist. So the guy's in blue ready to go here as he shakes it off. One ball and one strike. There's one man out for Hastings here in the top half of the second. Next pitch, a curveball that's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and two strikes now to Mack Land. Gabe Salas, who did not play, is swinging the bat in the on-deck circle here for Hastings, did not play in that first ball game. Here comes the next pitch by Enquist. It's going to be a curve ball that stays inside. And it's now two balls and two strikes. Mack Land, number six in the batting order here this evening in game number two. Salas, then Huey, then Nelson to complete the first go-around for Hastings here in this second half of the twin bill. Here comes the next pitch by Inquist. It's going to be popped up. It's going to be in shallow right field. Dropping back to second baseman and making the catch. That's Josh Livermont, and he gets the second out here. Jason Livermont grabs the ball out there at second base. Mac Land flies out to the second baseman, and now Gabe Salas comes up there next. Salas playing at second base here for Hastings in game number two. Salas so far this season has got a batting average of .298. Salas has got 14 base hits and 47 trips to the plate. He's got a couple of doubles to his credit, no home runs, and six RBIs. He'll take a pitch inside here. One ball and no strikes to Gabe Salas for Hastings. Salas has struck out 14 times, and he has walked 8 times so far this season for the Broncos. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. It's now one ball and one strike to Gabe Salas. So Inquist, he's been around the plate here in the first two innings. Hastings still looking for their first base hit of the ball game. They've had one base runner. There's a base hit right up, back up through the middle in the center field, retrieved there by Nathan Roach. So Gabe Salas gets a base hit here for the Broncos to get things started. And now Sonny Huey comes up there next. So Gabe Salas gets a base hit here for Hastings College. That's his 15th hit of the season. And now Sonny Huey comes up there next. Sonny is playing at shortstop here in game number two. Huey was the leadoff hitter in game number one, and he drops down to number eight in the batting order here in game number two. Huey in the first ball game had one base hit, grounded out once, popped out twice, and he struck out once. So Sonny now batting in the number eight position here in game number two. Playing at shortstop. Here comes the pitch by Inquist. It's going to be outside. Good stop there by the catcher, Brock Thomas. One ball and no strikes on Sonny Huey. Zach Nelson would be next for Hastings. Broncos with a base runner there at first base. That's Gabe Salas. No score between the Broncos and the Lancers here in game number two after Hastings won the opener 7-0. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. And it's now one ball and one strike. Other scores from the GPAC today. It was Dakota Wesleyan beating Concordia by the score of 3-0. Briar Cliff has beaten Dort by the score of 4-0. They're well underway in game number two of those respective doubleheaders in Sioux Center, Iowa, and in Seward this evening. There's a throw over the first base, not in time, as Gabe Salas is back in there. Count at the plate is at one ball and one strike here on Sonny Huey. Josh Inquist, the pitcher here for Mount Marty. He works on a chilly night here in Hastings. There's a bunt laid down, grassy portion of the infield. Inquist grabs it. He throws it to first base. That's in time. Nice stretch down there by the first baseman, Jared Miller, and that gets Mount Marty out of the inning. Sonny Huey is retired in the play, and a nice throw by Inquist, and a better stretch over there at first base by Jared Miller. Sonny Huey is thrown out, so Hastings scores no runs on a base hit, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the second with a score. Hastings nothing, Mount Marty nothing.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Create a lasting remembrance of your loved one with help from the compassionate family at Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Family owned since 1935, Brand Wilson was founded to provide truly personalized services in a beautiful and dignified setting at an affordable lower cost. Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Our family caring for yours. With locations in Hastings, Kennesaw, Harvard, and Roseland. Online at brandwilson.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Smith Complex, Hastings nothing and Mount Marty nothing. Game number two of our doubleheader here tonight. Major League Baseball in the American League. The Boston Red Sox have beaten the Oakland A's today by a score of 5-3. In the bottom of the seventh inning, the Rays out on top of the White Sox by a score of 4-1. Top of the sixth inning, Minnesota is trailing Baltimore by a score of 5-3. Middle of the sixth inning, the Yankees out on top of the Toronto Blue Jays by a score of 5-1. Middle of the third, no score between the Angels and the Rangers. The Kansas City Royals have jumped out on top of the Cleveland Indians 2-0. They are in the bottom of the second inning at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. This afternoon, the Tigers over the Mariners by the score of 3-2. Get you the National League scores here in just a second. Hastings down on the field here with A.J. Clark in the mound. Matthias Gatzel is at the plate here for Mount Marty. He is the designated hitter here in game number two. And the count to him is at no balls and one strike as A.J. Clark goes to work here for Hastings. Next pitch is going to be onside for a ball, 1-1. Gatzel in game number one laid down a sacrifice, reached on a walk, and also grounded out in the ball game. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now two balls and one strike on Matthias Gatzel. Check that, two balls and two strikes on Gatzel here in the second inning of play. A.J. Clark again winds up and delivers. This one's going to be popped in and gets out of play. San Diego Padres out on top of Chicago, 4-2. They're in the top of the sixth inning. Bottom of the fifth, it's Arizona leading Cincinnati 2-0. The Astros leading the Mets 3-1. They're in the middle of the fifth inning. The Marlins leading the Pirates 6-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Some more scores from Major League Baseball. Now we got a timeout as Gatzel backs out of the batter's box. Some other scores. No scores between the Nationals and the Cardinals. They're at the end of the second inning of play. That's the second half of a doubleheader there in St. Louis. There's a fly ball toward left. Coming on and making the catch out there for Hastings will be Decker Brown. So Decker Brown makes the catch out in left field for Hastings for the first out of the inning. And that's going to bring up Dylan Lambly next, the right fielder. Get you the final scores here in baseball for major leagues. Philadelphia beat Milwaukee today 4-3. That one is final. The Nationals beat the Cardinals in the first game of that doubleheader today 8-6. And the Cubbies beating the San Diego Padres in the first half of the doubleheader 2-1. That went in 11 innings. The Colorado Rockies came up with a win today over San Francisco, 10-2. So it brings you up to date on the Major League Baseball scoreboard for you tonight. Base pads are empty here for Mount Marty. We are in the second inning of play. One bat out here in the second with Dylan Lambly at the plate. Lambly had a batting average of .447 to start the day for the Lancers. He did not reach base with a base hit in the first ball game. He struck out twice and reached on a walk. So he was 0-2 in game number one. Lambly up there for the first time, and he swings away here, and it's a foul tap back in the glove of the catcher, Jeff Hobbs, and the count is at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 now to Dylan Lambly. He's playing out in right field here for the Lancers in game number two. A.J. Clark winds up, delivers to the plate, swung on and missed again in a strikeout. Strikeout number two in the ball game for A.J. Clark. Two up, two down now for Mount Marty. Here in the second inning of play, now Justin Kemp will come to the plate next. Kemp was used as a courtesy runner in game number one. He's got a batting average of .311 on the season. He's got 19 base hits and 61 trips to the plate. He's got three doubles to his credit, no home runs, eight RBIs. So Kemp takes a look at a fastball there from A.J. Clark that's going to miss inside, one ball and no strikes. Hastings winning the opener by the score of 7-0. A John LeMaster three-hitter. John wins his first ball game of the season for Hastings. There's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. And it is now one ball and one strike to Justin Kemp. Brock Thomas, the catcher, would be next, and we'll see the third baseman in Ross Heine. But there's two men out here for the Lancers in inning number two. Here's the next pitch by A.J. That's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count here to Justin Kemp, the left fielder for Mount Marty. Swings the bat a couple of times in the right-hand batter's box. A.J. gets his sign here from his catcher, Jeff Hobbs, and now Kemp backs out of the batter's box, re-enters quickly, and now we're ready to go again. A.J. Clark throws one of the plate. It's going to be fouled down to third base side. One ball and two strikes. So Hastings now 20-16 on the season. More importantly, they're sitting at 11-4. In the Great Plains Athletic Conference, keeping pace with the Doan College Tigers, who are currently out on top in the G-Pack with a mark of 12 wins and 2 losses. Next pitch again, fouled back to the screen. Count remains at 1-2. Hastings will play Nebraska Wesleyan on Friday afternoon back here at the Smith Complex. 1 o'clock starting time for the Broncos and the Prairie Wolves, and we'll have the games for you here on 1230 KHIS beginning at 1245 on Friday afternoon. And now another timeout is called here as Kemp backs out of the batter's box. Hastings will play Concordia a week from tomorrow at home, and then we'll finish things off with the Doan College Tigers down in Crete on the following Saturday. So three doubleheaders left for Hastings here during the regular season. They'll get ready, hopefully, for the GPAC postseason tournament. Here comes the next pitch, in on the ground toward third. Daniel Nealon on the hop, throws it across the diamond in time, and Bob Marty goes down in order here in inning number two, as Justin Kemp is retired in the play from Nealon to Rivera. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the third with a score, Hastings nothing and Mount Marty nothing.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area, Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief, ease out of your car then. They come flocking out like wild vultures! Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At KerrChevrolet.com, you can shop for new and certified pre-owned cars, apply for financing, and get a quote right at your own home. Just go to KerrChevrolet.com and check it out for yourself. Kerr Chevrolet, an American Revolution.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Smith Complex, Prairie Ridge Park, just north of Hastings. Bronco baseball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Second game of two, Hastings and Mount Marty scoreless as we get ready for inning number three. The Broncos, the visiting team here in this doubleheader, despite being at home. This doubleheader originally set for Yankton, South Dakota. Temperature was at 52 degrees at game time here this afternoon. It's cooled down quite a bit here, but good crowd on hand here at the Smith Complex watching the Broncos in regular season stuff here tonight. Josh Enquist continues on the mound here for the Lancers out of Mount Marty. Hastings will send up the numbers 9, 1, and 2 in the batting order. That's Zach Nelson coming to the plate for Hastings. He's playing out in center field here this evening in game number two. Got into the ball game in the first contest in the fifth inning. Struck out in his time up to the plate here. In fact, he struck out twice. He was 0 for 2 in game number one. He replaced Mike Tomlin, who played the first four innings for Hastings in game number one in center field. Nelson is ahead on the count here at 2 balls and 1 strike. Hastings batting in the top of the third. There's a swing and a miss. And it is now 2 balls and 2 strikes here to Zach Nelson. So Nelson, who struck out twice in the first ball game, he's now got 10 on the season. He has walked 3 times. Count is even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes here. And there's a foul tap back to the screen. And the count remains at 2-2. Josh Enquist on the mound here for Mount Marty in game number two. Losing pitcher in the first ball game was Alan Haymeyer. He went 4 1/3 innings for the Lancers. Enquist in his full windup. Here's the pitch. It's going to be hit to the second baseman. Livermont has got it. He goes to first base, and that's going to be in time to catch Zach Nelson. So Nelson is retired in the play from second to first. That brings up the top of the order again in Decker Brown. Brownie lined out to the shortstop to begin the ball game for Hastings here in this second time contest. Decker was in the number 9 hole in game number 1. Came up with 3 base hits. Had 3 singles, had a couple of RBIs in the ball game, and he flew out to right field in his only other appearance. So Decker Brown goes from number 9 in the batting order to number 1 in the game number 2, and he takes the pitch down low for a ball, 1 ball and 0 strikes to Decker Brown. Brown started the day with a batting average of .295, going to be pushing the .300 mark. Check that, .227 was his batting average to start the day. He came up with 3 base hits there in the opener, so a .227 hitter to start the day for Decker Brown. 1 ball and 1 strike. The next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. 2 balls and 1 strike now to Brown. Daniel Nealon will be next, and then A.J. Clark. Hastings batting in the top of the third. The lights are on here at the Smith Complex for game number two. The next pitch is going to be popped up. First base side coming over is going to be Miller, and he can't get there. It's out of play. So the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes here to Decker Brown. Bellevue at Midland, that was scheduled for tonight. Other games in the GPAC was canceled tonight. Wet grounds up in Fremont. Here comes the next pitch from Enquist. It's going to be hit right on the nose toward the center field, and coming on and making the catch out there is Nathan Roach. So Roach has made three plays on the ball out there in center field so far in the first three innings. Decker Brown hit that one hard, but right to the center fielder Nathan Roach, who makes the catch on the ball. Two up, two down for Hastings here in the third inning of play. And now Daniel Nealon comes to the plate next. He flew out to center field his first time up. Nealon in the first ball game also had three base hits. In fact, he had a double. He had a single, and he had another single. He scored three times. Also had a base on balls. So Daniel Nealon was well involved in game number one in the Broncos' 7-0 win over the Lancers in the opener. Nealon takes a pitch down low here, one ball and no strikes. Josh Enquist, a hard-throwing right-hander from the state of Minnesota. He took something off of that one, and it sails out wide for a ball, and it's now two balls and no strikes. And now the catcher, Brock Thomas, goes out to have a couple of words with Josh Enquist. Bronco baseball tonight from 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. It's going to be upstairs for a ball. Three balls and no strikes. So 3-0 the count now to Daniel Nealon, who looks to get aboard with a free pass for the second time here in this doubleheader. Here comes the 3-0 pitch from Enquist, taking all the way and right down the pipe there at 3-1. Daniel Nealon up there for Hastings College here in game number two, trying to get something started here for the Broncos. Hastings has only had a couple of base runners so far. There's another strike that's right down Broadway, and it's now three balls and two strikes as Nealon watches a couple of good balls go right on by him. A.J. Clark reached on an error in the first inning. Gabe Salas had a base hit there in the second, but Hastings unable to do anything with those opportunities. Next ball is going to be popped up, and it gets out of play. So the count remains at three balls and two strikes. Now Nealon backs out of the batter's box and readjusts his cap, looks at head coach Jim Bovey down there in the third base coaching box. Sean Sorahan now with a jacket on down there in the first base box. Three balls and two strikes now to Daniel Nealon. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit toward left field, backing up, and it's off of the wall out there at 330 feet away, and running into second base is going to be Nealon. That was just a foot or two from getting out of here. 330 feet away. The left fielder goes back, Justin Kemp. He plays it off of the chain-link fence out here at the Smith Complex. A hard hit ball there by Daniel Nealon, and he pulls up at second base with a stand-up double. So just another oof, and that one a bit out of here. That would give Hastings the lead. But now that was a two-out double here for Daniel Nealon, and now A.J. Clark comes to the plate next. So a hard hit ball by Daniel Nealon, and now he pulls up at second base, and now Enquist wants to have a couple of words with his catcher, Brock Thomas. Short little conversation as A.J. Clark comes to the plate next. Clark reached on an error in the first inning of play. He had one base hit and four trips to the plate in game number one. Also reached on an error, or actually reached on a walk there in game number one. And here comes the pitch. It's going to be whacked straight up into the air. It's going to head out to a shallow center field. Coming on is going to be Roach, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Hastings wastes the long double there by Daniel Nealon as A.J. Clark will fly out to center field to end the inning. The Broncos score no runs on a base hit, no errors, one man left. We go to the bottom of the third with a score. Hastings nothing, Mount Marty nothing.
Order in the court. Order in the court.
Your Honor, this dummy did not have slime in his tires. So when his stock trailer got a flat, he just sat, blocked the highway for hours.
Slime.
Slime tire sealant.
Every good farmer knows about slime tire sealant. Slime is the worldwide leader in tire care.
Your Honor, I didn't know.
Ignorance is no excuse.
Your Honor, we intend to show there is no excuse for ever having a flat tire. No matter what you're driving. Bailiff, cue the slides. From a plow. to a stock trailer, an ATV, your biggest truck, tractor, manure spreader. God bless you. You put air in your tires, you put green slime tire sealant in there too. Saves you hundreds of dollars in downtime and repairs. I'm through.
But.
Put your butt down in that chair and listen.
Slime in, flat out. That's all there is to it. You just got to do it.
Slime in, flat out. Aha!
This man has had his aha moment. Use slime tire sealant and go flat free.
He can go flat free?
Flat free, case closed.
Slime, no time to spare. Get it at AutoZone, Orscheln Farm and Home. At
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Smith Complex here tonight. Bronco baseball from 1230 KHIS. Hastings and Mount Barty still scoreless here in the second. Hastings with no runs and two base hits. They've got one error. The Lancers with no runs on no hits. They've committed one error. A.J. Clark so far for Hastings College. He's got a couple of strikeouts in the ball game. Josh Inquist for the Lancers of Mount Barty. He has recorded no strikeouts in this contest. Enquist has not walked a man so far in the ball game. A.J. Clark, he has not walked a man either. So a pitcher's duel so far between Clark and Enquist. And now Mount Barty comes to bat in the bottom half of the third inning. Coming up is going to be Brock Thomas. He's the catcher. Thomas did not play in game number one. He's behind the dish for the Lancers here in game number two. And here comes a pitch by A.J. Clark. It's going to be in there for a strike. Brock Thomas, for the season, has got a batting average of 143. He's got one base hit and seven trips to the plate. Batting in the number eight position here for the Lancers. The next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it is now one ball and one strike. Thomas has got one hit and seven trips to the plate. He's got one base on balls, and he has struck out twice. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside. Ball squirts away from Jeff Hobbs, but he chases it down on the first base side here. And the count is at two balls and one strike. So the sun beginning to set. Things cooling down here at the Smith Complex. Again, it was 52 at game time. Cooled down into the 40s by now. There's a ground ball to second base. Salas scoops it up. Goes to John Rivera for the out at first base. So Brock Thomas is retired in the play from second to first. Ross Heine comes up there next. He is the third baseman. Heine in the first ball game, he was 0 for 3. Lined out, grounded out twice. So Heine in the number 9 position stumps up there for the first time now against A.J. Clark. And here's the pitch by A.J. that's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Nathan Roach would be next. The next pitch by A.J. is going to be fouled on the first base side. One ball and one strike. Mount Barty over here on the first base side of the Smith Complex. Hastings over on the third base side. Here comes the next pitch by A.J., and boy, fooled him way out in front of that one, and a swing and a miss by Ross Heine. He's now behind on the count of one ball and two strikes. Again, it's going to be A.J. looking in for the sign from Jeff Hobbs. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low, a little bit outside. And the count is now at two balls and two strikes. Kansas City continues to lead the Cleveland Indians. They're in the top of the fourth inning down at Kauffman Stadium, 2-0. Next pitch is hit on the ground in foul territory. Royals tonight on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. 2-0, Kansas City with a lead over Cleveland in the top of the fourth inning. Royals are sitting at 11-6 on the season coming into the ball game tonight. Two balls and two strikes here to Ross Heine. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit well in the right center field. Coming on is going to be the right fielder, and he cannot make the catch out there. That was Mack Land. He came over to the right center. Zach Nelson came over from center field. Neither one could make the catch. Land had it bounding to the turf here. And that's going to be a base hit. They're going to give Ross Heine a base hit to right center field. So he gets aboard here. And now the top of the order comes up there next in Nathan Roach. Land had to go a long way from a right field. He got his hands on it there. He had his gloves on it out in right center field, but could not pull it in. So a base hit there given to Ross Heine. And now Nathan Roach comes up there next. He hits that one right to Gabe Salas. He grabs the ball, goes to second base for one. Over the first base, that's going to be not in time. So they chop down the runner down there at second base. Nathan Roach will get aboard.
Number 10, Jason Livermore.
And now Jason Livermore will come to the plate next. So he topped down the lead runner down there at second base. Now Jason Livermore comes to the plate next. Livermore is a junior from Pierce, South Dakota. Now there's two men out here in the third inning of play. And the pitch by A.J. Clark is going to be a little bit outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. So the first base hit given to Ross Heine, but he's retired in the play there at second base. And now Nathan Roach takes his lead down there at first. A.J. looks that way, delivers one to the plate, and that's going to be a breaking pitch. That's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. Now on Jason Livermore. Jason Schmidt would be next. One ball and one strike here to Livermore. A.J. Clark working from the stretch with a base runner on at first. That's Nathan Roach. Fakes the steal, and now they got him tied up between first and second base. Rivera runs toward the base runner. He tags him out as he flips the ball to Gabe Salas at second base. So they pick off Nathan Roach at first base. 1-3-4 officially to retire Nathan Roach as they pick him off at first base. They had him leading the wrong way, and A.J. saw it out of the corner of his eye, and he chops down Nathan Roach over there at first base. So Mount Marty is retired here in the third. No runs on a base hit. No errors. Nobody left on base. So we go to the fourth with a score. Hastings nothing. Mount Marty nothing.
If storm water pollution was like rubber duckies, then it wouldn't matter what went down our storm drains. But it does matter, because storm water pollution is not rubber duckies. It's trash, oil, cigarette butts, and pet waste flowing untreated to our lakes and rivers. And that's not good for anyone, because we all live downstream. So come on, Nebraska. It's our water, our responsibility. For more information on what you can do to help, go to NebraskaH2O.org.
Hawkins Manufacturing Incorporated is proud of the Holdridge Dusters spring sports teams and knows the athletes will do a great job in their events this week. Hawkins Manufacturing in Holdridge has designed the Hawkins Corn Reel with safety in mind. Our number one goal is to keep you safely in the cab and moving through the field. The fans at Bruning Davenport Unified Schools knows the Bruning Davenport Shickley Eagles spring sports teams are sure to show the competition how to win at the spring sports events this week. Good luck, guys and girls. You can do it from all of us at Bruning Davenport Unified School and the communities it serves.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College nothing and Mount Marty nothing as we head to inning number four. We're in the top half of the fourth. Hastings will send up 4, 5, and 6. Jeff Hobbs, John Rivera, and Mac Land to come on to face the pitcher for Mount Marty, Josh Enquist. Enquist has been pretty impressive so far here in this second half of the doubleheader. He had not thrown a whole lot of innings coming into his ball game today. He had thrown only 19 in the third innings. He gave up 22 hits and 17 runs, 13 of those earned coming into the ball game. Here's a ball hit to the third base side and right through there in the left field for a base hit. So Jeff Hobbs gets another base hit here for Hastings. Ross Heine, the third baseman, dove for that one but could not pull it in down there for the Mount Marty defense, and Jeff Hobbs gets aboard here. Now Hobbs is going to be run for again. Coming out is going to be Connor Thomas. So Jeff Hobbs has had a good day today. That is his fourth base hit of the doubleheader. Hobbs had three singles in the first ball game. Started things off with a two-run single in the first inning that gave Hastings the initial lead and the only runs that really Hastings needed as they went on to a 7-0 win over Mount Marty. Now Hobbs gets a base hit here to begin the fourth. John Rivera comes up there next, and here's the pitch by Enquist. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count to John Rivera. He fouled out to the catcher his first time up there in inning number two. John in the first ball game had a base hit in his four trips to the plate. That was a single in the sixth inning. There's a quick throw over the first base. That's right through the first baseman's glove. Jared Miller getting back onto his feet, running down to second base. He's going to make Connor Thomas, and he is in there safely at second base. So Connor Thomas heads down to a second base on the play as the throw went over to the first baseman, Jared Miller. Through his glove, that allows the runner to move along to second base. So an error chalked up there on the Lancers. And now Hastings with a man on in scoring position. An error chalked up there on the first baseman, Miller. And now here's a strike here at the plate, a called strike on the outside corner on John Rivera. So now the Broncos have a chance here to put some runs on the scoreboard. A base runner on in scoring position at second base. No men out here in this fourth inning of play. And now Inquist again looks towards second base, and Connor Thomas hustles back in there. So one ball and one strike here to John Rivera at the plate for Hastings. Here comes the pitch by Inquist. It swung on and missed. One ball and two strikes now on John Rivera. Rivera so far this year has got 13 RBIs. He's got one home run, 13 RBIs. As he waits on this next pitch here from Josh Inquist. Connor Thomas is your base runner at second for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit toward right field. Coming over toward the line and grabbing the ball there is going to be Lambley. And he gets the ball right back to the infield, not allowing Connor to advance on the play. So John Rivera flies out to the right fielder, Dylan Lambley. And now Mac Land comes up there next. Lamb flew out to the second baseman back there in the second inning of play. Land in the first ball game flew out to center, flew out to the pitcher, was hit by a pitch and scored a run, and he reached on an error. One man out now here in the fourth inning of play. The Broncos have a base runner at second base. That's Connor Thomas. There's a ball hit toward left field. Justin Kemp goes over. He can't get there. Bounces in front of Kemp. Around the bag at third and coming home is going to be Connor Thomas, and Hastings is on the board. So Mac Land delivers up a single to left field. Connor Thomas, with his good speed, was given the green light at third base there by Jim Bovey as Connor Thomas comes in to score, and Hastings has got a 1-0 lead. Ball is hit to left field. Justin Kemp had a bounce in front of him, picked it up on the hop, but Connor Thomas with some blazing speed comes around the bag at third, scores easily, and the Broncos are on the board. It is now 1-0 Hastings. That is the fourth base hit of the ball game for the Broncos. And now Gabe Salas comes to the plate next. There's a throw over the first base, and back in there is going to be Land. Land stealing bases this year is 4 out of 6. Broncos as a team, 24 out of 30. Land takes a lead down there at first. Miller will hold him on. Inquist again will leisurely throw over the first base. Back in there is going to be Mac Land. Anxiously waiting here at the plate is going to be Gabe Salas. He had his single his last time up in inning number 2. He did not play in the opener for the Broncos today. Squares around the bunt, pulls it back. Now a throw down to first base, not in time. Brock Thomas quickly behind the plate, rockets the ball down to Jared Miller at first base, but Mac Land is back in there. 1-0. Hastings with the lead now. We are in the fourth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight at the Smith Complex. Josh Inquist working from the stretch with a base runner on at first. Gabe Salas re-enters the batter's box here, and here comes the pitch by Inquist. Took something off of that one, and it sails down low for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes. So Hastings looking to extend their lead here. There's one man out here in the inning. 2 balls and no strikes to Gabe Salas with Sonny Huey on deck. Here comes the next pitch. It's a fastball in there for a strike. 2 balls and 1 strike. Dakota Wesleyan beat Concordia today 3-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briarcliff over Dort 4-0. They're wrapping up their second games, their doubleheaders this afternoon. There's a throw over the first base again and diving headfirst back into the bag. That time is Mac Lamb. Count is at 2 balls and 1 strike here at the plate. I'm Gabe Salas for Hastings. Josh Inquist working here. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be foul tap. Runner was going at first base. Lamb getting a good jump down there, but the ball is fouled away. So the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Going back to the bag at first is going to be Mac Land. So 2 balls and 2 strikes and one man out. Land is going to stay put there at first base. There's the ball hit to a center field. Roach comes out and he makes another diving catch out there. And getting back to first base in time is going to be Mac Land. So Gabe Salas sends that one to center field, but a nice catch out there by the center fielder, Nathan Roach. Land was halfway to second base. He had to get back quickly to first base, and a nice throw by Roach. Now Sonny Huey comes up there next. Dort has beaten Briar Cliff in the second half of the doubleheader today in Sioux Center by the score of 3-2. That is only the second conference win of the season for the Dort defenders as they beat Briar Cliff in the second half of the doubleheader by the score of 3-2. 1-0 here. Hastings with a lead over Mount Barty after the Broncos won the opener 7-0. Here's Sonny Huey at the plate for Hastings. He grounded back to the pitcher in inning number two, so he's 0-1 so far here in this ball game. Sonny had a base hit and five trips to the plate in game number one. There's a throw again over to first base, a high throw, but it's pulled down by Jared Miller, the first baseman. Hastings with a run in here in the fourth inning. They've got the lead over Mount Barty. 1-0 is the score. Broncos with four base hits here in the second ball game compared to only one for the Lancers. Inquist again from the stretch. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is down low. The throw down there from Brock Thomas. Not in time. Stolen base there by Mack Land. So Land moves down to second base on the play. The throw down there by Brock Thomas, the catcher, was a little bit short as it hops to the guys covering the bag down there at second base. So Hastings now with a base runner on in scoring position. That is Mack Land. Here at the plate is Sonny Huey. He bats from the right-hand side here for the Broncos. The count to him is at 1-1. Here comes the next pitch by Inquist. It's going to be a breaking pitch that stays down low. 2-1 now in Sonny Huey. Zach Nelson would be next. Broncos batting here in the top half of the fourth inning, leading the Lancers by the score of 1-0. Josh Inquist looking for the sign again from his catcher, Brock Thomas. He's got it. Works from the stretch. Looks at the runner at second. Offers one to the plate. The ball is hit right to the first baseman. It's bobbled down there by Miller. Miller picks it up and now throws it to first base. Is it in time? It is not in time. In fact, the pitcher, Inquist, drops the ball down there. So everybody's going to be safe. The ball hit right to the first baseman, and Jared Miller, he grabs that ball behind the bag at first. The pitcher, Josh Inquist, slides over there to make the play at first base, but he drops the ball down there, and everybody's going to be safe. Mack Land moves over to third base on the play. Sonny Huey is now on at first. And now Zach Nelson comes up there next. That's going to be another error chalked up on the Lancers. That's their second error of the inning. They've now got three for the ball game, and now Zach Nelson comes up there next. So Hastings with runners on at the corners at first and third. As Nelson comes to the plate, and he takes a pitch outside for a ball. Nelson is the number 9 hitter in the batting order here for the Broncos. Started the day with a batting average of .226. However, he is 0-3 so far today. And now the catcher, Brock Thomas, goes out. He's going to have a couple of words with Josh Inquist, the pitcher. Also the shortstop coming in, Jason Schmidt, to offer his advice. 1-0 to score. Hastings with the lead. We're in the top half of the fourth inning. Hastings with runners on at first and third. There's two men out looking for a big base hit here from Zach Nelson. Decker Brown would be next. Nelson batting from the left-hand side here against the right-handed throwing Inquist. Next pitch is going to be a fastball that stays down low for a ball. And it is now 2-0 to Zach Nelson. Nelson has struck out 10 times now in the season. He has walked 3 times. So 2-0 here to Zach Nelson. Inquist again from the stretch. Throws one to the plate. That's going to be a fastball that's in there for a strike. And it's now 2-1 here to Zach Nelson. Nelson has driven home 7 runs so far this season. No home runs. He's got 12 base hits. 2-1. Here comes the next pitch. It's a fastball that's in there again. 2-2 now, and Zach Nelson with 2 men out as we roll the deuces there in this fourth inning of play in the second ball game. And now Nelson's got to protect the plate here. 2-2 the count. Here comes the next pitch by Inquist. It's going to be swung on, and it's going to be popped up out of play. So the count remains at 2-2. Bronco baseball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings winning the first ball game tonight by a score of 7-0 over the Lancers on a John LeMaster 3-hitter. 1-0 here in the second contest. Here comes the 2-2 pitch now from Josh Inquist. The ball is going to be popped up. It's going to go to the outfield. Center fielder is going to call for it, and Roach is going to make the catch in right center. So Zach Nelson flies out to center fielder Nathan Roach to end the inning. Hastings scores one. They were threatening for more. The inning is over. Zach Nelson ends this fourth inning of play by flying out to center field. One run for Hastings on a couple of base hits. Two errors on the Lancers of Mount Marty and two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth with a score. Hastings 1, Mount Marty nothing.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Summer classes start May 23rd. Take classes online, on campus, or in your community. Get a great start on a bachelor's degree through CCC's Academic Transfer Program, or take classes in some of today's hottest employment areas through one of CCC's 36 career and technical programs.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to cccneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College now with a lead over the Lancers of Mount Marty. The score is 1-0 as we head to the bottom half of the fourth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight.
Not batting, number 10.
We've got Jason Livermont coming up there next for the Lancers. He was at the plate in the third inning of play when A.J. Clark picked off Nathan Roach over at first base. So Livermont back up there here in the fourth inning. And he will take a fastball here. It's going to be low and away from A.J. Clark. One ball and no strikes. Clark has struck out two guys so far in the ball game. Has not walked anybody. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball again. Two balls and no strikes. A.J. took something off of that one, and it completely misses outside. 2-0 the count. Clark working for the full windup here in the fourth inning of play. Hobbs gives him the sign. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a curve ball. It's going to be in there for a strike. And the count is now at two balls and one strike. So a couple of strikeouts for A.J. Clark. No walks so far in the ball game. Mount Marty has got one base hit in this contest. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. And it is now three balls and one strike here on Jason Livermont, the second baseman for Mount Marty. Livermont started the day with a batting average of 316. And here comes the 3-1 pitch now from A.J. That's going to be in there for a strike. So now he's worked a count full of three balls and two strikes. And Clark, he doesn't walk a whole lot of guys. Four guys in, 49 innings now. Three balls and two strikes. Here's the next one. It's going to be outside for a walk. So he walks his first guy here and only his fifth batter in the entire season in 49 innings of work. Mount Marty has a base runner now in the fourth inning as Livermont heads down to the bag at first. Jason Schmidt comes up there next. Schmidt wears number 9. Hobbs out in front of the plate making the defensive calls out there for Hastings. Jason Schmidt comes to the plate. He struck out his first time up there in inning number 1. Schmidt failed to reach base safely in the first ball game. He had a walk in the first inning and then didn't do much the rest of the first ball game for Mount Marty. Pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and it is now one ball and no strikes. So A.J. gives up a walk here to start off the fourth, and now he falls behind Jason Schmidt here. One ball and no strikes. Here comes the next one. It's going to be popped up. It's going to be in shallow right field. And waiting for it is going to be the second baseman, Salas, and it finally comes down, and he makes the catch just on the edge of the outfield grass. So Jason Schmidt will fly out to the second baseman, Gabe Salas, and that's going to bring up Jared Miller next. Miller is the first baseman. He grounded back to first base in his first time up there in inning number 1. Miller in the first ball game had a couple of base hits and three trips to the plate. He struck out his only other time up there in the first ball game. Here's the pitch by A.J. Clark that's going to be outside for a ball. And it is now one ball and no strikes to Jared Miller. Matthias Godsoe will be next, the designated hitter. Now Marty batting here in the fourth inning of play. Taking a lead down there at first is going to be Livermont. Rivera holds him on. There's a ball hit down the line at first base. That's going to be in foul territory. A foul ball rounding the bag at first is Miller. He was on his way to second, and he's now going to stop out there midway between first and second base. Everybody's got to go back. Foul ball by just inches down the first baseline there. Everybody's got to go back. Here comes Jared Miller. He grabs the club, and he'll re-enter the box here. Going back to first base will be Livermont. He was well on his way to third, so a big play there. It was just fouled down the first base side. And now the count goes to one ball and one strike to Jared Miller. Batting here in the fourth inning of play. A.J. Clark again looks toward first. Base runner stays put there, and the pitch to the plate is going to be outside for a ball. So A.J. struggling a little bit here in the fourth inning. Two balls and one strike on Jared Miller. A.J. working from the stretch here. The base runner on at first. There's a swing and a miss, a big swing by Jared Miller. He comes up empty. So two balls and two strikes now on Jared Miller. Livermont still at first base. John Rivera holds him over there on the bag at first. Gabe Salas over there at second base. So a little bit of a gap there on the right side of the diamond. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the second time this inning, the pitcher A.J. Clark has now worked the count full to a hitter. Three balls and two strikes to Jared Miller. And here comes that 3-2 pitch. Nope, it's going to go over to first base, and back over there is going to be Livermont. Rivera applying the tag, but not in time. Rivera gets the ball back into the hands of A.J. Clark, who's now set on the mound here. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. The count remains at three balls and two strikes. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan coming up on Friday afternoon here at the Smith Complex. Doubleheader gets underway at 1 o'clock. We'll have the action for you here on 1230 KHAS, 1245 for the pregame show. And head coach Jim Bovey. Three balls and two strikes here. Here's the next ball. It's going to be hit to right field. Coming over is going to be Mack Lannon. He can't get there. It falls in front of him. He picks it up. And a runner stays at second base. So now a base hit there by Jared Miller to right field for Mount Marty. He's on at the bag at first. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Livermont. And now coming up is going to be Matthias Gonsol. So Marty has got something going here in this 1-0 ball game. We're in the fourth inning of play. Matthias Gonsol comes up there next. He flew out to left field his last time up there. Gonsol in the first ball game laid down his sacrifice. He reached on a walk, and he also grounded out. So Matthias Gonsol, who started the day with a batting average of .308, comes to the plate next for Mount Marty with runners on at first and second base and one man out. There's a ball that's going to be fouled away on the first base side, out of play. And the count is at no balls and one strike. Hastings obviously looking for the double play ball here to get out of the inning. Broncos will have the infield played back here, and we have runners on at first and second base. Rivera playing behind the runner over there at first. Third baseman Daniel Nealon, even with the bag over there on the left side of the diamond. Here comes the next pitch by A.J. Clark. The ball is hit right to Rivera at first base. He goes over and taps the bag at first, and that's all he's going to get. As Matthias Gonsol grounds out to the first baseman, John Rivera. Moving up to third base on the play is going to be Jason Livermont. Going down to second base on the play is going to be Jared Miller. So that's going to bring up Dylan Lambley now, the right fielder. Lambley started the day with a batting average of .447. on the season. Lambie had a base on balls, struck out twice in the first ball game, struck out once here in the second one. So A.J. will go to work on him. Here's the ball hit right to his shortstop. Sonny Huey has got it. That's short. He goes over to first base, and the Broncos get out of the inning. Sonny Huey grabs the ball at the shortstop. He gets it over to John Rivera for the out. And Mount Marty mounts a little challenge here in the fourth inning, but they come up empty-handed. Mount Marty scores no runs on a base hit. No errors on Hastings. Two men left on base. We go to the fifth with a score. Hastings 1, Mount Marty nothing.
April showers bring May flowers, and now's the time to place your pre-order for the Big Brothers Big Sisters Root for Kids Flower and Bedding Plant Sale. With the pre-order, you have the option of ordering perennials, annuals, and hanging baskets. Bedding plants only available with the pre-sale order by April 22nd, so place your order now. All proceeds benefit the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Hastings. Pre-sale pickup and sale of all sizes and kinds of baskets will be on Mother's Day weekend at Hastings High School at 14th and Burlington. Call 402-463-5652.
After the earthquake, thousands of Japanese were homeless. Ashley Furniture Home Stores and KHAS Radio are teaming up to help send World Beds to earthquake victims. World Beds are durable, portable mats that provide a comfortable place to rest. We call it the 38 Special. Stop by an Ashley store in the Tri-Cities and donate $38 for a World Bed. We'll match that gift, and you'll also get a $38 Ashley Furniture gift card and be entered into a drawing to win a new Simmons sleep set. Log on to HastingsLink.com for complete details.
1230 KHAS.
Well, back at the Smith Complex here tonight, Hastings College Baseball from 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Anything but summer-like weather here tonight. 52 degrees at game time this afternoon, but things have cooled down drastically. Winds blowing out of the northwest at about 7 miles per hour in on the hitters here tonight. Hastings College protecting a 1-0 lead, looking to add to things here in inning number 5 as Hastings comes to bat here in the top half of the inning. Josh Enquist stays out there for Mount Marty. Hastings has got 4 base hits so far in the ball game. Enquist has been pretty effective in this one. Defense has done a nice job behind him. As Hastings will bat here in the 5th, it'll be Decker Brown to lead things off for the Broncos. There's a curveball that's going to stay outside for a ball. Not a whole lot of strikeouts by Enquist, but a lot of fly balls here in this one. In fact, he has not struck out anybody so far in the ballgame, has not walked anybody. So Josh Enquist getting the job done. His team has committed some errors in the ballgame. In fact, they've got 3 of them on the board here. Hastings scored their only run in the 4th inning. So here's a pitch thrown to the plate here by Enquist. It's going to miss inside. And Decker Brown is ahead on the count of 2 balls and no strikes. Decker flew out to center field his last time up in the 3rd inning. Started the ball game by lining out to the shortstop, Jason Schmidt. Takes a strike here. 2 balls and 1 strike now on Decker Brown. Decker playing out in left field defensively for Hastings tonight. He's made a couple of nice catches out there. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. He popped up out in the shallow left field. The shortstop is going to go back, and he's going to make the catch. That's a Jason Schmidt. So Decker Brown flies out to the shortstop, Jason Schmidt. And now Daniel Nealon comes up there next. Nealon hit the ball hard back there in the 3rd inning of play. Got a double off of the chain link fence out in the left field out here at the Smith Complex. Had a double in the 3rd. Flew out to center field in the 1st inning of play. Nealon in the first ball game had 3 base hits for Mount Marty, or for Hastings against Mount Marty. So Dan having a good doubleheader here tonight for Hastings College. He comes back up there here in the 5th. 1 man out for the Broncos. Hastings with a lead. 1-0 is the score. There's a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. No balls in 1 strike to Daniel Nealon. A.J. Clark would be next for Hastings. Kansas City continues to lead the Cleveland Indians in Major League Baseball tonight, 2-0. They're now in the top half of the 6th inning at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. No balls. Actually, no balls and 2 strikes. No balls and 2 strikes now to Daniel Nealon, the third baseman for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch by Josh Enquist, a breaking pitch that's hit down the line in third base in foul territory. So the count remains at 0-2. San Diego leading the Chicago Cubs 5-2. They're in the bottom of the 8th inning. Arizona Diamondbacks over the Cincinnati Reds 3-1. They're in the top of the 7th. The Astros leading the Mets 4-3, and they're in the bottom of the 8th inning of play. The Marlins shutting out the Pirates 6-0. They're in the top half of the 9th inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that stays outside for a ball, 1-2. St. Louis leading the Nationals 3-2. They're in the top half of the 5th inning. Then in the second half of the doubleheader, after the Nationals won the opener earlier today. One ball and two strikes. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a cold third strike on the outside corner, and Daniel Nealon goes down. Strikeout number one in the ball game by Inquist as Daniel Nealon goes down. And now A.J. Clark comes up there next. So Nealon strikes out in the ball game for Hastings College. And now A.J. comes to the plate. That's the 19th strikeout of the season for Daniel Nealon. A.J. Clark comes up there next. Clark, he reached on an error his first time up in the first inning and flew out to center. So he's 0 for 2 officially here in this ball game. Inquist will go to work on him. A.J. squares on the bunt, pulls it back, and will take a pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. A.J. had a single in the first ball game, scored a run. Had a base on balls, and he grounded out and flew out in his two plate appearances in the first half of the doubleheader this afternoon. Next pitch is way outside and up high. That one got away from the pitcher, Josh Inquist. And the count is now at 2-0. On A.J. Clark. Two men out for Hastings here in the fifth inning of play. This one scheduled for 7. Here tonight at the Smith Complex. Hastings protecting a 1-0 lead. Good pitcher's duel shaping up here tonight between Inquist and the man up to the plate right now for Hastings, A.J. Clark. A.J. takes a strike here, and it's now 2-1. 2-1 the count to A.J. Clark. He started the day with a batting average of .295 for Hastings College. Next pitch is a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for another strike. 2-2 to A.J. If he can get aboard, we'll see Jeff Hobbs. So 2-2, and two men out here in the fifth inning of play. Inquist has got a sign from his catcher, Brock Thomas. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be tapped down the line at first base, going over to retrieve the ball, but in foul territory is going to be the pitcher, Inquist. So the count remains at 2-2. A.J. Clark will come back here and grab the club. Digs back in from the left-hand side. Josh Inquist working here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Junior from Richmond, Minnesota. Junior college transfer that playing now for the Lancers of Mount Marty and Yankton. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and missed, and A.J. goes down. So back-to-back strikeouts here for Josh Inquist. And Hastings goes down in order in the fifth inning of play. No runs on no hits. No errors, nobody left. We go to the bottom of the fifth with a score. Hastings 1, Mount Marty nothing.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
On BuyEasyAuction.com, we got a way for you golfers to knock some rust off the swing. Elks Country Golf Course buckets of practice balls, normally $35. That's 14 buckets of balls, $35 for 10 bucks. Also, some green fees. Play a round of golf at the Elks Country Golf Course in Hastings Monday through Friday during open play. Normally $18, yours for $9. It's all at buyeasyauction.com or click our station website for the Easy Auction button. You'll get there to save.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Second half of the doubleheader. 7-0. Hastings won the opener today for just joining us. Broncos got a three-hitter from John LeMaster. He went the distance tonight, had 8 strikeouts, 6 walks, and he hit a batter. LeMaster now 1-2 on the season. Daniel Nealon, Jeff Hobbs, and Decker Brown all had, 3 hits apiece for Hastings in the opener today. Alan Haymeyer was the losing pitcher for Mount Marty. He's now 2-3. He lasted just 4 3 innings today. Jake Brozier and also Josh Hommie came on for Mount Marty in that first ball game. Hastings had 7 runs and 12 base hits in the opener. Mount Marty had no runs and 3 hits. Broncos leading here in the nightcap. The score is 1-0. Hastings scoring their only run in the fourth inning. Good pitcher's duel here between Josh Inquist of Mount Marty and A.J. Clark for Hastings. Mount Marty now batting here in the fifth inning. Justin Kemp coming to the plate next. There's a ground ball to third. Daniel Nealon goes over to first baseman John Rivera, and John tags out the runner coming down the line there at first. So Justin Kemp grounds out to the third baseman, Daniel Nealon.
Now batting number 18.
Brock Thomas comes up there next. Thomas is the catcher. He's been up there once so far in this doubleheader. He grounded out in the third inning of play. Numbers 7, 8, and 9 in the batting order coming on to face A.J. Clark here in the second ball game in inning number 5 here. The pitch is going to be inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Clark has walked a man so far in the ball game. He's recorded a couple of strikeouts. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and it's now one ball and one strikes. Clark struck out a man in the first inning of play. Got his second strikeout in the second. He has not whiffed a man since inning number 2. But Mal Barty has been unable to get to him. They've got only 3 base hits here in the ballgame. There's a ball slow roller toward third. Daniel Nealon grabs it again. He goes over to first baseman John Rivera for the out. Sounded a lot better than it really was. It's a ball that just trickled down the line at the third base, and Daniel Nealon grabs it there for Hastings College and quickly gets it over to John Rivera for the out. So a couple of nice plays by Nealon at third base. 2 up, 2 down for Mount Marty here in this fifth inning of play, and that's going to bring up Ross Heine next. Heine had a single. He had one of the 3 base hits for the Lancers here in this ball game. He will take a strike here. No balls and one strike on Ross Heine. He is the number 9 hitter in the batting order here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. A.J. Clark just playing catch with his catcher Jeff Hobbs out there right now. Next pitch is going to be outside. One ball and one strike. Heine started the day with a batting average of .203. He was 0 for 3 in game number 1. 1 for 1 so far here in game number 2. There's a ground ball towards second. It's picked up there, and he's thrown out at first base. Gabe Salas makes the play on the bowl there for Hastings. Salas at second base. And as Daniel Nealon at third base retire the Lancers of Mount Marty here in the fifth. As the Lancers go down in order, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. The score after 5 innings, Hastings 1, Mount Marty nothing.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Open every day at 11, weekends 7 a.m. for breakfast.
Hi, this is Bo Huffman from GNC in Hastings. Join me each Tuesday at 8:08 for Ask the Expert. From vitamins and minerals to diet and energy advice, we'll talk about what really works. Email questions to GNC at khasradio.com Tuesdays at 8:08 for Ask the Expert.
Hi, this is Thomas Hyatt from Computer Hardware in Hastings. Join me each Thursday morning for Ask the Expert. We'll talk about everything related to computers, including new hardware and software, virus protection, and so much more. You can email your question to computerhardware@khasradio.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Leading off from your Hastings College Broncos.
We're back here at the Smith Complex. Hastings College out on top of Mount Marty here in the second half. The doubleheader, the score is 1-0. So Enquist comes back out. Josh Enquist, he'll throw here for the Lancers, as Hastings will bat in the sixth inning of play. Jeff Hobbs, John Rivera, and Mac Land coming up there. Numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order. Broncos looking for maybe an insurance run or two down the stretch here. AJ's pitching a good ball game for Hastings, but hey, you never know. Jeff Hobbs so far in the ball game, he's 1 for 2 here in this one. He's scored a run. Ooh, he fouls this one back to the screen right in front of us. And the count is at no balls and 2 strikes. Hobbs doing the catching for Hastings again here in game number 2. He had a single and 3 trips to the plate in game number 1. He walked in that first ball game as well. Here comes the next pitch. That ball's hit the left field, a base hit. Justin Kemp is going to pick it up on the roll out there in left field. So Hastings gets their 5th base hit of the ball game. as Jeff Hobbs leads off the sixth inning with a single to left field. John Rivera comes up there next. He is 0 for 2 so far in the ball game. Rivera is fouled out to the catcher, and he's flown out to right field. Now Connor Thomas will come out, and he'll run for Jeff Hobbs, the catcher, down there at first. So Hastings with a base runner here in the sixth inning of play. And Connor Thomas will now take the lead down there at first. Jared Miller will hold him on defensively for the Lancers. Now back out of the batter's box is going to be John Rivera. Inquist will reset here on the mound. Over there at first base will be Miller. Holding that base runner on over there for the Lancers. And here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be popped up and it's going to get out of play. And the count of no balls and one strike here on John Rivera. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan on Friday afternoon right back here at the Smith Complex. We'll be on the air with the pregame show. The Jim Bovee pregame show at 12:45 on Friday afternoon. 1 o'clock for the first pitch. Hastings will then have the Easter weekend off. They'll get back into action again next week. Two doubleheaders next week to end the regular season. A twin bill against Concordia here at home on Thursday. And then the following Saturday, a week from Saturday, they will play at Doan. The Tigers right now out on top of the conference. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside and down low on John Rivera. And the count is sitting at 1-1. So 1-1 the count here to Rivera. John batting in the sixth inning of play with the man on at first base. That is Connor Thomas as he's inching away from the bag over there. He'll stay put. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside. And it's now 2-1. The catcher, Brock Thomas, out of his crouch in a hurry, looking down there at the bag at first. Connor Thomas is back in there. So 2-1. There's nobody out for Hastings here in the sixth inning. And the Broncos are trying to protect a 1-0 lead here. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be a little bit outside. And now it's 3-1. 3-1 to count to John Rivera. Mack Land would be next. John backing out of the batter's box. He takes a look at Jim Bovee down there in the third base box. Rivera's struck out 14 times this year and has walked 8 times. And here comes the 3-1 pitch. A check swing, and it's going to be a strike in the outside corner. Rivera wanted to pull the trigger. A little check swing here at the plate. And we're now full of 3-2. Rivera again backing out of the batter's box. Taking a lead down here at first is going to be Connor Thomas. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be swung on and missed. He strikes him out. Strikeout number 3 in the ball game now for Josh Inquist for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Now there's one man out here in the ball game in the sixth inning. And now Mack Land comes to the plate next. Land had a single his last time up there in the fourth inning.
Number 7, Mack Land.
Land drove home the run back there in the fourth. They give Hastings the advantage. Runner is on at first base now. That's Connor Thomas as Land will take a pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Nothing in one to Mack Land. He's 1-2 so far here in this ball game. Mack playing out in right field for Hastings. Land was 0-3 in game number one. There's a throw over the first base. That's not in time. Land was hit by a pitch in the first ball game, and that inning he came around to score one of the 7 runs that Hastings plated in the ball game in the opener this afternoon. Here comes the next pitch to the plate, a curveball that stays outside and down low. Again, a good stop there from the catcher, Brock Thomas. And the count is now even at 1-1. Mack Land batting for Hastings here in the sixth inning of play. This one's scheduled for 7 tonight. Hastings has got a 1-0 lead. The Broncos have a leadoff man on here in the sixth. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is going to be outside. The ball gets away from the catcher. It was foul tapped. Mack Land just got a little piece of that one as it comes back to the screen. So the runner's got to go back to first base. That's Connor Thomas. The pitch was a little bit outside, and Land had to go chasing after that one. He just got a little piece of that one as it was sailing back to the screen. So the count is now at 1-2 here on Mack Land. Connor Thomas goes back to first base and now takes his lead down there. Josh Inquist will throw the ball over to first base. It's not in time as Connor dives back in there. Jeff Hobbs led off the inning with a single. John Rivera strikes out, and now they're working on Mack Land, the third guy to come to the plate here in the sixth inning for Hastings. Josh Inquist is at the belt. He's going to throw one to the plate. It's going to be popped up, and it's going to get out of play. So it gets out of play, and the count remains at 1-2. Bronco baseball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS, also online at hastingslink.com. We're at the Smith Softball Complex, or the Smith Complex here tonight. 1-2 to Mack Land. As Land waits here in the right-hand batter's box, the next pitch is a breaking pitch, a cold third strike, and he's out of there. So back-to-back strikeouts now, and John Rivera and Mack Land. Numbers 3 and 4 in the ball game for Josh Inquist. And now Gabe Salas comes up there next. Salas 1-for-2 in the ball game here tonight. He has a single in the second inning of play, and he flew out in inning number 4. Salas started the day with a batting average of .298. He's got no home runs and 6 RBIs in the season. Salas has struck out 14 times and has walked 8 times. And now the head man for Mount Marty is going to come out and have a couple of words here with his catcher, Bronk Thomas, his pitcher, Josh Inquist. Also listening in is Ross Heine, the third baseman. So they're going to talk over their strategy here on Gabe Salas. Hastings protecting a 1-0 lead. The Broncos have a base runner on at first base. Gabe Salas goes down to have a couple of words with Jim Bovey in the third base coaching box. Now Inquist is going to go out and have a couple of words with his second baseman, Jason Livermont. Everybody is set. Everybody's on the right page here. There's 2 men out for Hastings College here in the sixth. 1-0, Hastings with a lead. And they're going to pitch to Gabe Salas. Now they're going to throw it over the first base. Diving back in there is going to be Connor Thomas. Thomas is 2-for-2 in stealing bases, if you're thinking that way. Takes the lead down there at first. He's going to stay put. Here comes the pitch to Salas at the plate. That's going to be outside and down low. 1-0. 1-0 the count now on Salas. Sonny Huey would be next, and then Zach Nelson. Hastings now working in the bottom third of the order here in the sixth inning. Now a timeout is called here. Salas backing out of the batter's box, taking a couple of practice swings. Third baseman over there is Ross Heine. He's pulled in a couple of steps right on the edge of the infield grass here for the Mount Marty defense. Here comes a breaking pitch to the plate that's going to be in there for another strike. 1-1 now to Gabe Salas. 2 men out here in the sixth inning of play. Hastings protecting a 1-0 lead here in the nightcap of our doubleheader after the Broncos hammered out 12 base hits in the opener and beat the Lancers 7-0. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for another strike. 1-2 now on Gabe Salas. Salas is playing at second base for Hastings defensively tonight. Your base runner over there is going to be Connor Thomas. He's running for Jeff Hobbs, who led off the inning with a single. But now Josh Inquist has come back with a couple of strikeouts, and he's got Gabe Salas in the hole at 1-2. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. The count is now even up at 2-2 on Gabe Salas. Defensively, Mount Marty playing Salas pretty much straight away here. Connor Thomas again taking a lead over there at first base. Jared Miller will hold him on. There goes the runner at first, and they hit it right to the first baseman, Miller, who makes the catch on the ball. Runner was going on the pitch, and Gabe Salas lines it to the first baseman, Jared Miller, who secures the ball safely in his glove, and the inning is over. Hastings scores no runs on a base hit, no errors, 1 left. We go to the bottom of the sixth with a score. Hastings 1, Mount Marty nothing.
Seen Bill lately?
No, why?
He's happy, really happy. Since he's been using Kixor herbicide technology, his weeds are so dead they've been deep-sixed and are sleeping with the fishes.
Even stubborn weeds resistant to glyphosate, ALS inhibitors, and triazines?
Yep. Stick a fork in them, because heavens to Betsy, those weeds are toast.
Wow, that's some powerful technology.
In its first year, Kixor herbicide was applied to more than 10 million acres, making it the largest new herbicide launch in two decades. Driven by a unique kind of action, it controls broadleaf weeds for cleaner fields and increased yield potential.
Hey, here comes Bill.
Hey, guys. So I hear your weeds are deader than a doornail pushing up daisies.
Yep, they're dead, all right.
Join the thousands of growers who've discovered Kixor. Visit KixorHerbicide.com. That's K-I-X-O-R Herbicide.com. Or ask your retailer for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Those weeds are done.
Finished.
History.
Over.
Finito.
Expire.
Croak.
1230 KHAS.
We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Hastings has got the lead 1-0 over Balbardi. The Lancers with no runs on two base hits. They've committed three errors in the ball game. They have left three. Hastings with one run on five base hits. They've committed one error, and they've left six. 1-0. Hastings has got the lead. A.J. Clark on the mound here for the Broncos. And coming up for Mount Marty in the sixth inning of play is going to be the top of the order. Nathan Roach, Jason Livermont, and Jason Schmidt schedule up here for Hastings in the sixth. Roach so far is reached on an error. He's reached on a fielder's choice here in the second ball game. He did not play in the opener. So A.J. Clark rolling along here for the Broncos. Will run one run be enough? Hastings with five base hits here in the second ball game compared to 12 in the opener. Both pitchers have performed extremely well here in this one. There's a foul ball down the first base side. And the count is at 1-2 here to Nathan Roach. Jeff Hobbs behind the plate. Nealon at third base. Sonny Huey at shortstop. Salas is at second base. John Rivera is at first. Broncos have played pretty well defensively here in this one. Here's the ball that's going to be popped up. It's going to stay in the infield. Rivera grabs the ball at first base. Roach goes after a low pitch there. He kind of golfs that one out there. And he flies out to the first baseman, John Rivera, for the first out here in the sixth inning. Now Jason Livermont comes up there next. Livermont laid down his sacrifice in the first inning, and he reached on a base on balls in the fourth. So Jason Livermont comes up there. He had a batting average to start the day of .316. Steps in there from the right-hand side as A.J. Clark will go to work on him. One man out here in the sixth. Pitches to be inside for a ball. Livermont in the first ball game had one base hit and four trips to the plate. He was hit by a pitch. He flew out to right field, and he grounded out. So A.J. Clark behind in the count now, 1-0. There's the ball. It's going to be hit to right field. Coming on and making the catch out there is going to be Mack Land. So Livermont gives it a ride, but right out to the right fielder, Mack Land. So there's two men out here in the sixth inning of play. Now Jason Schmidt comes up there next. Schmidt, he struck out in the first inning of play. And he flew out to second base in the fourth. A.J. Clark with one strikeout in the ball game, but a lot of fly balls, a lot of ground balls. Very effective in the ball game here tonight. A.J. winds in, delivers. Here's the pitch that's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. So Clark has not struck out a guy since the third batter. Check that. He's got two strikeouts. He's got one in the second inning of play as well. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. So two strikeouts on the night for A.J. Clark. He has not. See, he's walked one guy. So two strikeouts, one walk so far. There's a ball hit down the line at left field. That's going to curve in foul territory. So Jason Schmidt sends one down in left field, but it curves over in the foul territory. You got to be careful here. It's only a 1-0 ball game, and certainly these guys from Mount Marty could reach the fence from here. But the line, 3:30 down the lines here at this Smith Complex. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and it's now 2-2. 2-2 the count here on Jason Schmidt. Jared Miller would be next. Hastings out on top, 1-0. We are in the sixth inning, the bottom of the sixth here tonight. Here comes the next pitch by A.J. It's going to miss. And Clark shows a little frustration out there on the mound. Three balls and two strikes now to Jason Schmidt. A.J. working quickly. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up third base side, and it should get out of play, and it does. So the count remains at three balls and two strikes on Jason Schmidt. He started the day with a batting average of .373. He was one of their heavy hitters. He was hitless in game number one. Here comes the next pitch. He pops that one up a mile high. It's going to be over on the first base side. Going over is going to be John Rivera, and he cannot make the catch. It's out of play down there on the first base side. But that one was shot in the air like a rocket. It was up there a long, long way, but it's in foul territory. Three balls and two strikes now with two men out in the sixth inning of play. Jason Schmidt, the number three hitter in the batting order, dueling here against A.J. Clark, the pitcher for Hastings. A.J. in his windup. Here it comes to the plate. That ball is going to be hit again down the right field side. It's going to be in foul territory. So three balls and two strikes. The count remains here on Jason Schmidt. He's playing at shortstop tonight for the Lancers. Hastings looking for a sweep here tonight, but this one has not been easy. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. So the count remains at three balls and two strikes. Briarcliff and Dort splitting two games today in the GPAC. Briarcliff winning the first ball game 4-2. Dort coming back to win the second ball game 3-2. Dakota Wesleyan beat Concordia today by the score of 3-0, still waiting on the results of the second ball game. Hastings winning 7-0 in the opener. They got the lead here 1-0 in the nightcap. There's a ground ball. Nope, it's going to be a line drive ball hit right to Sonny Huey. It's shortstop, and the inning is over. So Jason Schmidt, after fouling away a ton of balls there, lines out to the shortstop, Sonny Huey, who grabs that one on his shoe chops. And the inning is over here for Mount Marty as Schmidt lines out to Sonny Huey at short. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the seventh inning with the score Hastings 1, Mount Marty nothing.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Elise, come on. It's game day. You've got all weekend to study.
Jen, this has nothing to do with studying. I've got to work. The way the economy is, I figure I'll be working for the next century just to pay off these student loans.
Well, you know...
I know. You joined the National Guard, so your college is completely paid for. Yes, you've mentioned it a couple thousand times.
The National Guard Scholarship covers up to 100% of your tuition. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Nebraska National Guard. Aired by the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and this station.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Smith Complex. Update you on some scores from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia beat Dakota Wesleyan 6-0 in the second half of that doubleheader. So those two teams split. Briarcliff and Dort splitting. We understand there was a makeup doubleheader, Doan at Midland today. The conference leaders, Doan, lost to Midland in the first ball game by a score of 5-4. So Midland and Doan is playing their second ball game tonight up in Fremont. That's the reason the Midland-Bellevue non-conference game was canceled tonight, as Doan is playing at Midland. And Midland has knocked off Doan in the opener by a score of 5-4. That helps the Broncos out as the Tigers are the conference leaders. So now the Broncos batting here in the seventh inning of play. They've got 8-9-1 coming on to face the pitcher for Mount Marty and Josh Inquist. There's a ground ball left side of the diamond charging. It's going to be the pitcher's going to grab it. Inquist goes to first base. That's in time over there at first base. Sonny Huey with good speed. He got down the line, but Inquist comes off of the mound. Ball was poked to the left side of the diamond. Inquist comes over to retrieve it. The pitcher for Mount Marty, and he retires Sonny Huey over there at first base.
For your Hastings Broncos, number 21, Colton Williams.
So now Colton Williams is going to come out here. Williams is going to bat for Zach Nelson. Colton Williams was the designated hitter in game number one here tonight. What did he do? He grounded out. He reached on a base on balls twice, and he flew out to center field, so he was officially 0 for 2. Williams started the day with a batting average of .333, and now he's going to come on here and pinch hit in the seventh inning for Zach Nelson, who had been 0 for 2 up until this point. So Colton Williams will step in here, and the pitch by Enquist is going to be outside for a ball. So Williams will come to the plate. He's got 9 base hits and 27 trips to the plate so far this year, coming into the doubleheader tonight. Colton Williams now batting here in the seventh inning with one man out. Here comes the pitch by Enquist. It's going to be in there for a strike. So it is now one ball and one strike. So Midland has beaten Doan tonight 5-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. First game of a doubleheader in Fremont. Here comes the next pitch by Enquist. It's going to be a curveball. It's going to be in there for a strike. Williams doesn't agree with that one, but he's now behind in the count of one ball and two strikes. Batting in the number 9 hole here tonight for Hastings College. Josh Enquist getting his sign again from Brock Thomas, and he's got it. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on and missed, and he strikes out. Strikeout number 5 in the ball game now for Josh Enquist. And now Decker Brown comes to the plate next. So 5 strikeouts for Enquist, and they've all been in the last, 3 innings. He had 2 in the 5th. He had 2 in the 6th inning of play, and he gets his 5th one here in the 7th. So now Decker Brown comes to the plate next. Hastings still with a 1-0 lead. We are in the 7th inning of play here tonight at the Smith Complex. The pitcher is going to be down low here to Decker Brown. So far, he is 0-3 in the ball game. He's lined out and he's flown out twice. One ball and no strikes here to Decker Brown as he bats here in the 7th. There's the ball. He'll be fouled down the third base side. Gets by the third baseman Heine, but in foul territory. So now the count is sitting at 1-1 here on Decker Brown. Daniel Nealon would be next. Hastings looking for maybe an insurance run here in the 7th to help out E.J. Clark, who has been just as effective as Josh Enquist. There's a ball hit down on the third base side again in foul territory. 1-2 the count. So Hastings has got 5 base hits here in the nightcap, only 2 for Mount Marty. Each team has got some errors on the board. Hastings with 1. 3 miscues for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Now Enquist will stump off the rubber for the time being. Now he's ready to go as he gets his sign from Brock Thomas. And now he's going to call a timeout again. He wanted to talk to Thomas, and Brock didn't want to talk to him. Enquist goes back to the pitcher's mound. 1-2. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be popped up. Right side, it comes out to the right fielder, looking up and grabbing the ball, and the third out is made by Lambley as he grabs the ball. So 3-3 for the Lancers of Mount Marty, or the Broncos, here in the 7th inning of play. Mount Marty will come to bat now at the bottom of the 7th. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the 7th with a score. Hastings 1, Mount Marty nothing.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Smith Complex as Hastings College will try to shut the door here on the Lancers of Mount Marty. Mount Marty, the home team on the scoreboard and batting last. Despite playing here at Smith, this ball game was originally set for Yankton, South Dakota, but was moved down here yesterday because of the wet field conditions in Yankton. So Mount Marty is still blessed by being the home team. And now they come to bat here. Oh, there's a high fly ball to left field that's going to curve over in the foul territory. Only one crack of the bat here at Smith, and Mount Marty can get back into the ball game. We're in the seventh inning. Final at bat here. Mount Marty needs to score a run to continue the ball game. There's a high fly ball to right field. Coming in is going to be Mack Land, and he's makes the catch. So Land makes the catch out there in right field for the first out. Here in the seventh inning, we're in the meat of the order here for the Lancers. Numbers 4, 5, and 6. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our player of the game and also our coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight at Smith. This is Matthias Gotsel coming to the plate next. There's a ball hit to a right field again, coming over his Land. Does he make the catch? Yes, he does. Nice catch out there by Mack Land in right field. A diving catch made out there as he slides to the turf in right field. So two up, two down here for Mount Marty as Mack Land has done the job out there in right field. And now here's this Dylan Lambley coming to the plate next. Lambley has struck out once, and he has grounded out here in this ball game. He's 0 for 2. Here comes the ball. It's going to be hit right back to the mound. A.J. Clark grabs it, goes to first base, and the Broncos win it. Three up, three down for Mount Marty here in the seventh inning of play. And Hastings College gets a sweep with the Lancers of Mount Marty here tonight as the Lancers go down in order here in the seventh inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Final score in this one. Hastings 1, Mount Marty nothing. Back with a recap after this.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Improve your job skills or prepare for a whole new career through CCC's career and technical programs, or start working towards a bachelor's degree. Take courses on campus, online, or in your community. Summer classes start May 23rd. Contact CCC now for more information.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to cccneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
The weather shouldn't be a surprise, so bookmark HastingsLink.com. Click on the crystal blue City of Hastings banner for the forecast and radar on one easy-to-read screen, plus local temperature averages, sunrise, sunset, area advisories. Click again on the Nebraska H2O link for ways you can help our environment around your home and neighborhood. Nebraska H2O and the City of Hastings remind you, it's our water, our responsibility. Go green, get weather at HastingsLink.com anytime.
Need a medical uniform or accessory? Shop Uniforms and More, the largest family-owned uniform store in the state of Nebraska.
National Nurses Day is May 6th. Remember your medical professional with a gift certificate they can use for uniforms, shoes, accessories, and fun things too at Uniforms and More. Several sales are going on this spring, so a gift certificate to Uniforms and More is smart and the timing is perfect.
Uniforms and More, corner 4th and Broadwell in Grand Island, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
So two completely different ball games here tonight. Hastings College pounding out 12 base hits in the opener, and they knock off Mount Marty in the first ball game of our doubleheader by the score of 7-0. Second ball game, a pitcher's duel here tonight. A.J. Clark for Hastings, Josh Enquist for Mount Marty, and Hastings able to scratch out a run in the fourth inning of play, and Hastings wins it by the score of 1-0 here tonight. So the Broncos with a sweep here tonight over Mount Marty. Hastings improves to 21 wins and 16 losses on the season. They are now 12-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Mount Marty drops to 14-21. They're now 7-9 in conference play. A.J. Clark, the winning pitcher for Hastings here in the nightcap tonight, as Clark improves to 6 wins and 2 losses on the season. He gives up no runs, 2 hits. He had 2 strikeouts. Clark now 6-2 on the season. He gives up the 2 hits, no runs, a couple of strikeouts, and 1 walk in the ball game tonight. So A.J. Clark is now 6-2 on the season. Josh Enquist is the losing pitcher for the Lancers out of Mount Marty. A tough luck loss for him. Inquist loses the ball game, and he's now 1-3 on the season. He gives up a run, 5 hits, 5 strikeouts, and no walks. So Hastings scores 1 run on 5 base hits, 1 error. They leave 6 men on the base pads. Mount Marty with no runs, 2 base hits. They commit 3 errors and leave 3 men on base. So Hastings College wins it here tonight. 7-0 in the opener, 1-0 in the nightcap, and they'll get ready for the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves coming up on Friday afternoon. That'll be a 1 o'clock start here at the Smith Complex. We'll be on there with a pregame show at 12:45 on Friday afternoon. So Hastings College with a sweep, 7-0 and 1-0 over the Lancers of Mount Marty. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco baseball continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned for our post-game show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m. KHAS Radio.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or visit them online at hastingstribune.com.
Again, Hastings College with a doubleheader sweep here tonight over the Lancers out of Mount Marty, winning by scores of 7-0 and 1-0. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Hastings obviously with a lot of candidates here tonight. A.J. Clark, the winning pitcher in game number 2 here tonight. Jeff Hobbs, he had 5 base hits in the 2 ball games here tonight. Daniel Nealon also with a good series here tonight as he came up with 4 base hits in the 2 contests. And we'll come back and talk with our players of the game as our postgame show continues after this.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. Click on HD Media and Photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
And we're back at the Smith Complex. Hastings College winning both ends of the doubleheader tonight, winning by scores of 7-0 and 1-0. We'll talk with Dan Nealon for Hastings College. He came up with 3 base hits in the opener here tonight. He scored 3 runs in the contest and also picked up a double in the second ball game as well. As he has a good night here tonight with 4 base hits for Hastings College. And, Dan, thanks for joining us on the postgame show. Kind of feel good coming out here with a sweep, huh?
Yeah, it's really great to come out here and beat Mount Marty. We had a great series against them last year, so it was good to come out again and gear up for them.
Yeah, this is the team that won the conference championship a year ago, so I'm sure that was in the back of you guys' mind that this was not going to be a pushover here tonight.
Yeah, Mount Marty is a good team. I think that first game they came out a little complacent, but second game they really came after it, and we had to play some good defense and had good pitching.
What about playing out here at Smith after we got forced out of Duncan Field here tonight? You guys played pretty well tonight here.
Yeah. I mean, we play here in the fall, so it's not anything very, very different. But, yeah, we just got to roll with it. We can't really let Duncan affect us. So,
talk about the progress of this baseball team. It seems like you guys are starting to pick up some steam down the stretch now, huh?
Yeah, at first it was all of our pitchers and our defense was great. And now our hitting's starting to come around, and we're starting to make a stride here.
Two different types of games tonight. You had 12 base hits in the opener and only five in the second one. Got A.J. one run, and I know you've talked about it before, but one run seems to be enough with A.J. on the mound, huh?
Yeah, A.J. and all of our guys, like John tonight, too, all we needed was one run. And all of our other guys, too. Kirby, whenever he's out there, he's great. And who am I leaving out here? Colton. Yeah, Colton Williams. Great, too.
Tell you what, A.J. doesn't strike out a lot of guys. The defense, and that's your part of that, the defense behind him does a great job tonight, and it did a good job tonight.
Yeah, A.J. will always work batters. You know he's going to go out there and work fast and give the defense a chance to make plays behind him.
All right, so Hastings College winning both ends of the doubleheader. Dan Nealon is our guest. Let's get John the Master over here with a couple of words. John was the winning pitcher in game number one for Hastings tonight. John, pretty good outing for you. Talk about your pitching outing tonight.
Oh, thanks. It's pretty shaky there the first few innings. I struggled finding the strike zone, but after I calmed down after a few went after some batters and had some few strikeouts, so it went well.
Yeah, gave up only three base hits. He had eight strikeouts, had six walks, and one hit batter, but you just kind of wiggled your way out of a couple of jams there in that first ball game.
Yeah, and it was nice. My defense was behind me, so I just had to tell myself to throw strikes. I knew they'd be behind me, and so that's what got us to win.
Talk about the defense. We just talked to Dan there. That's been the key so far down the stretch for you guys.
Yeah, it's been nice. Our pitcher is throwing well, always throwing strikes, and so we know our defense is always going to make plays for us, and if our hitters are struggling, we know if we can just get one across, our pitchers and defense will do the job for us. So hopefully we don't have to rely on that too much, though. I feel like our hitters are coming around, though.
Really, one run in this ballpark here, is that enough for everybody?
We shouldn't rely on that, but hopefully it will be enough.
Okay, we've got Nebraska Wesleyan coming up. We've got Concordia. We've got Doan all. Straight ahead here before we get into the conference tournament. You guys are right in the midst of things right now.
Yep, Coach has said this is exactly where we want to be. So with Wesleyan coming here, we can't look past them. And same thing with Concordia, and then Doan will be tough next weekend.
Okay, keep things going. We'll catch you down the stretch.
Thanks.
Don the Master again, Daniel Nealon, our players of the game tonight. It's Hastings College with a sweep over the Lancers out of Mount Marty, winning by scores of 7-0 and 1-0 here at the Smith Complex. Stick around. The Coach's Postgame Show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, just call 402-462-2131 or visit them online at hastingstribune.com. The Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
The Jim Bobby Postgame Show is brought to you by Witt Plumbing. Where there's a wit, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 402-463-4664.
Yeah, back at the Smith Complex, Hastings College sweeping Mount Marty here tonight, winning by scores of 7-0 and 1-0 as head coach Jim Bovey joins us on the postgame show. And coach, maybe two completely different ball games. You had the offense in the first one and then relied on the pitching in game two.
Well, we sure did, almost to a fault, I think, in game two. I really felt that we hit some balls hard early and right at them. And then we kind of got away from that, even though we shouldn't have. We should have stuck with it and started getting ourselves out. And I almost felt like once we scored that run, we got a little complacent offensively and just felt like, well, A.J. will shut him down, and he did, fortunately, and it was a tough night to score. You know, the ball wasn't carrying well. The ground is still fairly soft, so you know, ground balls had a hard time scooting through. And you know, fortunately, you have a guy like AJ doesn't walk a lot of guys, doesn't beat himself, and really had the one inning where he kind of had to escape some trouble. But you know, you don't want to put yourself in that situation. But fortunately, we came out on top on that tonight.
I think your defense tonight in both ball games pretty solid.
Yeah, you know, we maybe had a misplay or two each game, but we made some big defensive plays when runners were on and we needed the out. And, you know, Dan Nealon did a good job at third. AJ played well at third. Mack Land made a couple plays in right. Gabe Salas made a couple plays at second. Sonny had a couple big third out type plays at short. So we were pleased with how we played defensively, that's for sure.
Jeff Holmes came up with five base hits in the doubleheader, and that Dan Nealon we just talked to with four base hits. So some good production out of those guys.
Dan has really come around the last 3 weeks. He's gotten some timely hits for us as well. And, you know, Jeff had a good night. He had struggled a couple nights. You know, and as I've said many times, the nice thing about him maturing during his time here is he doesn't take his at-bats with him out to the field. And, you know, but he was a big part of the offense tonight, and he didn't have a whole lot of cheap hits. I mean, his hits were solidly struck.
This team, we just talked to the two players of the game here tonight. It seems like it's a team that's starting to pick up some steam now, just when you want them to.
Well, the last two or three years, we've played pretty well the last two or three weeks of the season. And fortunately, this year, we put ourselves in a better position the first two or three weeks. So, you know, we're not necessarily in a position where we're just scrambling, you know, like mad to even have hopes of making the tournament. You know, I mean, we're not mathematically guaranteed in yet, but we took big steps towards it tonight. And, you know, we just got to hope we can keep it going. You know, we got to keep focused on the teams that we have ahead. Nebraska, Wesleyan, and Concordia, of course, aren't as high in the standings, but we got to hope our guys have their attention. And, well, we'd love to go to Doan next Saturday with it meaning something.
Yeah, Doan tonight, by the way, splitting with Midland in their series. They won the second ball game 11-1. So the Tigers and you guys are right up there where you want us to be with a week to go in the season.
Well, you could look at it as a collision course now. We hope it is. You know, we could stub our toe Friday, and this team is not good enough offensively where – you know, I don't know if we have it in us to win that 10-9 game when our pitching gives way. And, you know, fortunately, pitching has not given way very often yet in the league. But, you know, we'd feel better if we were putting up 5-6 runs a little more consistently than what we have been.
Are you concerned that the pitching staff could give away in one of these doubleheaders?
Well, you just never know how it's going to play out. You know, I'll be concerned Friday just because it's a little shorter rest than what those guys had. You know, I think it did AJ good that he had a little longer rest. I mean, he was not going to miss his last start, but I don't think it hurt him that he had longer rest. And if we can get through Friday and not have to use him, then, you know, we're talking everybody should be recharged and ready to go Thursday, Saturday, so we can kind of figure out if do we want to line them up like we have been? Do we want to juggle? Do we have a certain matchup? We're going to kind of know what we need. You know, do we have a chance to win the league? If so, do we play it one way? If we just are playing for seeding, do we play it another way and try to get everything geared up for the conference tournament? So, you know, Friday is big. We got to take care of business Friday. You know, we want to get a sweep and, you know, take a few days off for the Easter break and kind of recharge for that last stretch.
Okay, we'll see you Friday.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Jim Bovee, head coach for Hastings College. We'll take our final timeout. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
So, again, the scores from the GPAC here tonight. It was Dakota Wesleyan and Concordia splitting two. Dakota Wesleyan winning the first ball game 3-0. Concordia coming back to win the nightcap on a score of 6-0. Briarcliff and Dort also splitting two tonight. Briarcliff winning the first game 4-0 and Dort winning the second game 3-2. Doan and Midland playing tonight. It was Midland winning the first ball game 5-4. The Tigers came back to win the nightcap on a score of 11-1. And here in Hastings, it was Hastings College sweeping the Mount Marty Lancers here tonight, winning by scores of 7-0 in the first ball game, and then it was 1-0 in the second contest. A.J. Clark and John LeMaster picking up the wins for Hastings College here in the doubleheader here tonight. So with the wins, the Broncos are sitting at 21-16 on the season, right in the midst of maybe a championship run in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this year. Hastings now 12-4 in the GPAC. Hastings will play Nebraska Wesleyan on Friday afternoon right back here at the Smith Complex. That'll be a 1 o'clock starting time. We'll have the games for you here on 1230 KHIS, 1245 for the pregame show, and head coach Jim Bovey on Friday. So that'll wrap things up from the Smith Complex here tonight. From my producers and engineers, back to the radio station, Stephanie Mueller and John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The Jim Bovey postgame show has been brought to you by Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 402-463-4664. Where there's a wit, there's a way. You've been listening to Hastings College Baseball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Baseball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.